Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, guiding you to a career in financial services. This episode originally aired on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Make sure you join me each week as I share with you information on how to become a financial professional and the things you should be considering as you navigate down this career path. Without further ado, here's this week's episode. All right, everybody, this is Dominique Henderson. Got Danny Harvey here, who is, hopefully I can say this, the architect of the financial planning minor. This is a board registered program at my alma mater. So I am super beaming proud today. Danny, hello, man. Appreciate you spending time today.
How's it going, Dominique? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Give us a little bit of your background and maybe how you got to this path and how you ended up at PV. And all that kind of stuff.
All right. So, native Houstonian. So I grew up, going to Labor Day Classic, right? Prairie View and TSU, obviously, is coming up this weekend. So obviously familiar with the university. But when I graduated undergrad from Texas A&M, I knew at some point when I get old, I was going to teach in higher ed, teach at a university. Well, obviously say, if you want to make God laugh, you tell him your plans. So, I spent the number of years in the investment industry and managing fixed income portfolios, got my graduate degree. And my wife, who's in education by trade, she started teaching at a for-profit institution, higher ed. And I said, hey, see if they need somebody to teach a business class to see if, I could do it, if I really liked it and I could do it. So it worked out well. Then an opportunity came to teach a class at Prairie View. And I was like, oh, that's great. I'm familiar with the university. I love it. And so I taught a class. I taught there for a semester and really loved it. And then became full-time faculty. I'm non-tenure track. Don't have a PhD yet. I'm going to say yet. But
you and Preston going down that path, man. Yeah, I'm happy for you. I can't do it, man. I can't do it.
Doing it is, one thing. We'll see about getting it done. We'll see. Yeah. So while teaching at Prairie View, I was real passionate about financial education, started a program, taking my college students to local high schools to teach them or talk to them about financial education, because I feel like, we got to get them as young as possible. Well, in doing that, I found out that there was a financial planning minor at Prairie View that was constructed, but had never been taught. And so I was like, this is a perfect opportunity to kind of, marry some things I'm passionate about, obviously, trying to raise the level of wealth and awareness in our community and also provide opportunity and exposure for students. So, went through, revamped the program to where the CFP board could look at it and then eventually approve it. And so that kind of, catches us up to where we are now, a CFP board registered program as of September of 2018.
That's brilliant, man. That is brilliant. And I know it's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I want to piggyback off of something I saw. You did a community TEDx event in Houston a few years back at this point, and I'll link that down in the show notes for everybody that's watching this. But you explain, I think, beautifully some really great, simple concepts about finance that a lot of our industry, throws jargon at people. But my takeaway was this whole concept of the ownership of our lives that you talked about. And I hear this, and I'm guilty of saying it too. I'm guilty of saying, it is what it is. But I want you to kind of unpack that a little bit, because I know you've seen a lot of different faces come through that program with, maybe not the educational pedigree, if you will, from a budgeting or a finance standpoint, and maybe kind of speak into what you're showing them and what you're teaching them about what this industry needs.
We catch phrases like, it is what it is. And, when I really stop to think, people, you say that, but it's how you make it, right? The things, the actions that you took, and now where you are today, you say, oh, it is what it is, but it was the lack of action or missteps that led to that point. And so I really wanted to, kind of use that in a finance talk to your point, to let people take ownership and take responsibility. Because at the end of the day, you know, because I was just telling students, I did a lot. I did a seminars for freshmen coming through Panther Camp this past week. And they wanted me to talk about, you know, financial education, give them some nuggets. And again, if it's only only so much time you can spend with a group, I really like to speak to their mindset. I mean, we could always teach budgeting and the nuances and, you know, what software to use and things like that. But really, it's the mindset. Are you going to use it? And so that's where I really like to, you know, prick students in their as they go through life is, are you owning it or is it going to be somebody else's responsibility? And so I think that's really important when you have a conversation with a potential client or a client, right? Because you can create a great plan for them, but unless they're buying in and they're going to execute it, you know, it's a waste of their time, their money, and a waste of your time, essentially. So I think it really, you know, especially with young people, is having them be aware of what they need to do. They need to own it. And then we could go start packing, you know, the tools and, you know, what software to use or what templates and things like that. But it's really working on their mind to say, hey, I own the money. Because once it touches my hands, I'm responsible for it. And so that's what I really like to talk to the students about, because as you know, I run the program and, you know, recruit for the program and get students involved and excited about this career path, I also have to help them have clients or people to talk to. And part of that is educating them, one, hey, I need to take ownership for my finances, but even though I'm taking ownership, it might help if I get somebody to work with me who knows what they're doing. But I don't blindly hand it to them, but I'm also engaged in the process and know the value of it. So I think that's really my job as I grow this program is, again, I like to say I'm creating the next generation of diverse financial planners, but I'm also growing their client base as well. Again, in our community, we got to know that finances and our money is important, but it also helps if you get a professional to go along with you, take that journey with you.
Thanks for taking the time with me today to listen. Just one quick question before we continue. Have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? If you haven't, I want to give you just one more reason to subscribe. Each week, I'm going to be sharing what I've learned in 20 plus years in the industry so that you can reach your goals faster. How's that? Now back to this week's episode. People watching this video, whether you're student right now, a recent grad, or a career changer, this applies on the side of practitioner also, in that you can't just say it is what it is. You got to get out there, you got to go meet people, you know, you've got to kind of suck in this information that's out there, because I think the traditional path of financial planning and advice is expanding. There's people coming out now that are financial coaches and consultants, and there's so many different ways you can do this. But again, to your point, you've got to take ownership of this. You've got to put the resources in front of you. You've got to do these things and these next steps in order to kind of get to that level. So no, I'm really happy to hear what you're doing and what you're growing that program into be. So let me ask you this. What is your take on, and what are you telling your students about what this industry looks like right now?
Well, so, I mean, the numbers are what they are, right? It's not a lot of diversity. It's not a lot of women, not a lot of people of color in this business. And again, most people go into this business as like a second or third career, right? Mm. But what I like to tell students is the fact that it's now being taught in universities where, like at Prairie View, we have a minor. Other universities have a major. Also, you can get a PhD in financial planning now. That speaks to the demand that exists for people in this industry. And so, again, it's about exposure. You know, to your point, we have to expose the students to this opportunity. And it takes time, right? Because, you know, if you say, and again, I don't have any, you know, official data to prove this, but I see, you know, when you talk about people of color going into business, first of all, again, naturally you say, okay, go be an engineer, go be a doctor, go be a lawyer, right? Because those professions tend to have, okay, some structured, you know, paths. Well, when you talk about an African-American going into business, most will say go into accounting. It's safe. You should have a lockstep approach. Go get your CPA. Go work for Big Four. And you progress. When you talk about going into finance, general finance, the path is not as structured, but the opportunities are there. And then you talk about financial planning and advising. well, you know, you could be an entrepreneur, which a lot of, you know, aspiring, you know, millennials or and obviously African-American want to be entrepreneurs. Well, you could be an entrepreneur in this business. A lot of them, you know, want to help people because, again, a lot of millennials get a knot. They really want to help and really want to give to their community. I tell them you could do that in this profession as well. So it's making those connections to see, hey, you can be an entrepreneur. You can give to your community and you can make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Legally.
Yeah.
Legally,
yeah. Right? Keep it real.
Because again, that's another knock on the business because, you know, you have those stories of, you know, people taking people's money and things like that. But you can really have a great career, have an impact on your community, be an entrepreneur and make great money, control your schedule in this business. And it's really just taking the time to show the students that and let them see it. But also, again, alerting that client base, because I think that's a big part of it too. Because again, whenever you start a business that's, you know, involves sales or you're opening a business, you want to call your friends. But if your friends don't like what you have, you don't have that support. And so that's why I think the other piece is just really enriching our community, educating our community about what a planner does or what an advisor does or what a coach does, financial coach does, and how they can play a real part in their lives. And then that way, it's like, okay, so when you say or when you tell your parents, I'm going into this business, it's not a, okay, good luck with that. It's a, oh, that's great. Matter of fact, can you sit down with me? Because the parents probably need some advice.
Even been in this industry for, you know, just over 20 years, what I've seen in the last 10 years or so is a shift to not just the insurance sales, and God, you know, help me. I know that insurance sales are needed. Like, I totally know that that has a part in the plan, but the taste that whole notion has left in the consumer's mouth is a bad one. We just have to, you know, own up to that.
Right.
And it's more so been shifted to this planning focus, actual advice. How do we link together all the different parts of my life? And this is the reason why I love the CFP program. You know, I didn't get my CFP until a few years ago. So, you know, it took me all those years in the industry to see, you know, oh, this is something that actually marries all those concepts that you're talking about together. Estate planning, retirement planning, college planning, taxes, budgeting, all these things where it helps to leverage the expert advice of somebody to get their opinion on what's going on in your situation. That doesn't mean that you're not competent or you're not smart, but I think, like you said, there's this inherent bias that, you know, because I made the money, I know how to best do it. But that's not always the case, as you brought up.
Exactly. And that's one of the things I talk about in my fundamentals course, which I'm teaching right now. Again, school just started, so we're in the first week. And I was talking to my students and really wanting them to connect and see that no matter what your background, you could do this profession for what it takes. Now, again, don't get me wrong. You know, a certain acumen you need, but it's really about those traits or skills that you want to help somebody. You want to be a teacher. You want to connect with people. Again, relationships. Because again, you know, we know this industry is going to the, you know, whole robo plant, robo advisor and things like that. But it's still got to be that person, that connection is made. And that's what really makes people successful in this business. Again, you know, the math and things like that, you know, we got software and things that can help us do that. But it's really, can you connect with that person so they can be really open with you about their situation? Because to your point, it's that second set of objective eyes, but those eyes that have the goals that you set. Because sometimes, you know, when we set goals, we lose, our actions don't always line up with our goals. And so that's where that planner comes in to say, okay, remember you said you wanted to do this, right? And again, I know you get caught up in life, and but this is what I'm here for. And that person is really vital in that family or that small business's success. And so I say that to say, you know, our program, or the program is housed in the College of Business, but I really look for students from all backgrounds and all majors to, again, make that connection. If you like to teach and you're passionate about teaching, that's what this profession does. You're a teacher for the most part. If you really like to study people and help people with their mental health, you know, social, I always say, you know, mental health's a big issue. But if you have money in your pocket, legal money in your pocket, it'll bring your mental stress down just a tad bit. It'll bring it down just a tad bit. So again, you can use those passions or the things that you're, you know, your natural traits in this profession. It's just having students see that and get that exposure, but then also seeing the opportunity that companies are looking for them, right? Companies are looking for young, diverse women, you know, to come in because that's what the clients look like. And so, again, it's just really showing them that and let them see that to see, oh, there is opportunity. Because, again, you know, like I say, I could say it, but until they see it, then it really, the light goes off. Oh, there may be something to this.
Yeah, and I'm going to do a plug. And obviously, you know, it is Association of African American Financial Advisors. But if you're out there and you're a woman, or I think these are excellent programs for people to be a part of. Usually FPA has local chapters and they have discounts for students. These are the ways that you connect with people in this industry to learn more. Because this at this stage of the game, if you're trying to get in and you're not already there, the people you know, I have a friend that always says your net worth is your network. Exactly. So you're gonna have to reach out there. And some of, you know, I know that's not the easiest thing for a lot of people to do, but I'm super accessible. I try to make myself that way. So make sure you reach out to me, reach out to people like Danny. I'm gonna have his information down in the show notes. If you're interested about the program, if you're interested about the CFP path, you know, reach out to us and find out more information, because we need more qualified people. Man, I know you got the run, and I really appreciate you again, Danny Harvey. I'm going to call you the architect of the CFP program at PV, because it's my alma mater, PV, you know. All right, man. I appreciate right. it. And we'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it. And it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.